He's right over here. We had to separate him. He was fighting with the other inmates.
Hey, Donnie. Your father was a great man to me.
I don't know him. Ain't got nothing to do with me.
Well, I think you could be great, too.
Finally, Wayne, we got a movie we want to do.
We're back. Katniss, piss off, bitch. We're back for Creed. For Creed. My boy.
Katniss can piss off that mountain, go to hell, and Liam Neeson. Well, you still a badass to us, but.
Damn straight.
We talking about that Creed, Wayne. The real boxing movie.
Not Assassin's Creed with dickheads going around wearing white robes like the KKK. This is the real Creed.
Well, kind of at the end, and he did wear a white hood, though.
Shit. I never thought about that.
Yeah, he's probably the black Creed. You know what I mean? Oh, wait, the racist, man. What are you talking about, man? Wayne, I know you've been waiting for this your whole life.
Man, yeah, people fight for life. I review this for life. Creed's in my blood. Rocky's in my life.
And we're going to tell you, people, we hated the movie. We didn't like it at all. It was terrible. It just didn't. It lived up nothing to Rocky, the first Rocky. I mean, it did nothing. Wayne, I don't know about you, but I hated it. It sucked. It was terrible.
That made Stallone a fucking retarded idiot. I mean, Rocky was never retarded, ever. Drawn from the mouth.
Even I had to watch that video and go like, Wayne, he ain't fucking retarded. Come on.
Oh, you mean my homemade movie? Rocky's fucking drawn out of the mouth.
Motherfucker drooling. It's just like, damn.
It's true.
I watched this car almost crash, and I was like, hey, this motherfucker, man.
Hey, Rocky's not the most smartest man in the world. We could all agree on that. Much as I love the
guy. I gotta say, though. No, you say that, but I gotta say, watching this movie at least, I definitely like that Stallone played his age, but one thing about Rocky is, though, Rocky sure doesn't know his boxing.
Damn fucking damn straight he does. You listen to that old motherfucker.
That motherfucker knows his boxing. And you know, the one thing I liked about that too is I like that Michael B. Jordan respected him enough to listen to him. Because hey, you know, you got
you would respect anyone after walking out of Fantastic Four, all right? That motherfucker.
The thing about that, though, because you know those typical movies where like they always take the younger character that trains with the older character, and the younger character is like so violent and reckless or whatever that they're just like, I ain't got to listen to you, I'll do it my way or something like that. I like the fact that we didn't have to go through this piss-ass
character
of Creed Jr. or whatever and shit.
Yeah, as you said, he was this reckless Adonis, of course, Apollo Creed's son, reckless over, you know, fucking getting into fights and shit like that, but as you said, they didn't carry it on through the movie. When he met Rocky, it's like, I am here to do what you fucking tell me. It's not him going off, I'm going to do this on my own. I'm going to, you know, none of that typical bullshit that we get. So
Wayne, would you like to give a plot synopsis? This is your movie.
This is my movie, yeah. Oh, do you have an hour? Because I'll reenact the whole movie for you people right now.
Okay. You know what? I pretty much simple it up is you got Michael B. Jordan playing Creed, Adonis Creed. What a badass name, by the way.
Adonis Johnson. I could imagine your real name be Adonis One.
Why would you want to call yourself Adonis Johnson if you got the last name Creed? That's a badass name, Adonis Creed. I'm like, shit.
Well, for the people that don't know, in this movie, Creed is his father. However, yeah. Apollo Creed had an affair, which is why he is called Adonis Johnson, not Adonis Creed.
I had a problem at the beginning with this whole setup here, but he said it at the end of the film, which I was like, you know what? That makes me respect him now, whatever and shit. Because at first I was just like, well, then why do this? Why do that then? Because the whole movie he's going like, I don't want to live in my father's name. I don't do this. And I'm like, I don't understand why. Because it's not like your father left you. He died before you were born. But then he finally said it at the end of the film. He was just like, I'm trying to prove I wasn't a mistake. Yeah. And I was like, that makes a lot of sense then. So never mind then.
Yeah, I love that whole. There's a scene where Stallone comes to him, which is towards the end of the film. Where he's like, yeah, are you trying to push me away because you're angry at me, or are you angry at someone else that isn't here anymore to defend themselves? And I was like,
I gotta ask you a question, Wayne, because a lot of people are saying that they like the two halves of it more than the third act and the boxing and stuff like that. What, did you enjoy the dialogue more? Because I guess it's, in a way it's kind of like an ongoing series or whatever. Because people, this is pretty much damn near almost like a remake of the fifth Rocky film.
It to me, it's a remake of the fifth one, but done in a way that people enjoy a lot more. Because people,
I think,
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. You got all these fucking idiots who are Rocky fans who are like, you know what, Rocky, it's about boxing and fighting. It's like, no, it's not, you fucking ignorant fucking maggots. It's never been, it is about dialogue. It is about character. That's what I love about the character of Rocky. It's just, this is a character piece, and that's what I love about it.
See, because a lot of people are saying that they liked the first two halves because there was no fighting in it and stuff like that. I personally think, though, because I enjoyed both the boxing and the dialogue, because that last fight scene was pretty fucking incredible. But I have to say,
I loved all that, except for the, what's his name, Colin, the English villain in this?
Yeah, okay.
One issue. Okay, there's one flaw of the movie. I understood Ivan Drago more, who spoke Russian, than this guy who's speaking English. I can't understand a fucking word this guy said.
Did you not hear this guy's accent, though? It didn't sound English at all. I was like, is this guy Russian himself? Like, what is he?
He's a professional fighter, and he is from England.
Oh, he's fucking terrible, man.
Even Luke turned to me, he's like, what the fuck did he just say? I'm like, I don't know, he's speaking English, I don't understand it.
Yeah, because towards the end of the film, I started hearing a Russian accent off his ass. I was like, what the fuck is he doing?
He pulls a mask off. Look, I'm Ivan Drago in disguise, ready to fight my son.
The reason why I like the dialogue, and I don't have one over the other, is because I thought that the dialogue and the story itself complemented the boxing fights.
Oh, it did. And, like, I know I've always, you and Cody love giving me shit about my boy Stallone, saying he's a fucking, you know, terrible actor and this shit. But you give the guy a decent script where he's not being an action hero.
No, I think he insults his career, basically. I think you said it easily on Not Worth the King in the Ass. I don't hate the guy. I think he spits in my face when he does his bullshit little action.
Yeah, because you know he's better than the Expendables.
Well, because I know Rocky is definitely one of his greatest creations ever.
The greatest creation on the planet, thank you very much.
So I don't even know why he would waste his fucking time with shit like Grudge Match and shit like that.
Judge Dredd.
It's almost, when he does shit like that, it's insulting to me for him to do something like that where it's just like, you're supposed to be one of the pioneers of action films, and you're doing some of the worst action films that I've ever fucking seen. It's actually insulting to me, and it's actually like you spitting on my face right now.
Yeah, and that's why I agree with you. I mean, I can see where you're like, he's so much fucking better than this shit. And when you see him in stuff like this, you're like, thank God someone finally, you know, came along and gave him an opportunity to do something right again.
To me, this was, because there's so many fucking Rocky sequels or whatever, to me, this felt like the one that could compete with the original Rocky film. I don't think it's as... Well, I don't know. I kind of go back and forth because I thought it was kind of up there with the first Rocky film. I think the first Rocky film is obviously a classic and stuff like that. But I got to say, Wayne, get off the original Rocky stuff like that. I actually like the fuck out of the music in here.
Oh, one thing I always give every Rocky film, I love always the music and the score. And I loved in this, because people, this is not Rocky 7. You are not getting the da-da-da-da, any of that shit.
You kind of do.
But that's until Creed earns the right to have that music.
They do like remix versions of the song where it's kind of more of like a hip-hop setting and whatever and stuff.
But only at the end do you get that da-da-da-da when it finally, like, he, you know, accepts who he is. And it's like, okay. Mm-hmm. Now we're getting to the Rocky territory where it's like, fuck this shit, I'm accepting the name, and I'm going to whoop the shit out of this motherfucker.
And you know, that's basically what the plot of the movie is, too. It's not so much the fighting of the boxing and stuff. It's pretty much about Adonis accepting who he is and accepting his legacy that's been given to him, if you will. And I think that's easily the plot's not. It's a simple, very, very simple story. I was like, oh, we've seen so many boxing films.
When people say that shit, like, oh, it's a simple story, it's like, what the fuck did you want? A complicated, you know, action adventure, science fiction drama or some shit.
I've said this plenty of times in reviews, I've said it over again. Just because something is simple doesn't make it bad. Matter of fact, I sometimes prefer simple just so it can relate to a general audience so they can go see it and like it, whatever.
Just like Z. Simple. Alright.
Well, he's mediocre, but then
Well, here's a question. Two boxing movies this year, Southpaw and Creed. What was your preferred film? I know the answer.
Well, yeah, you know the answer to that, but I gotta say, I think Jake Gyllenhaal did a better job than Michael B. Jordan.
I think he's the better actor, that is for sure.
You know, the thing about Michael B. Jordan is, when I saw him in this movie, I thought he did a good job. No discredit to him at all, whatever. I thought he did a great job. But the thing about him is, when I see him play characters now, I just see Michael B. Jordan. I don't see him really...
I know what you mean.
To being the character.
Because he's pretty much playing a role that's written for him. Like, he's written for Michael B. Jordan.
Seems like he's kind of typecasting himself, but at the same time, I see greatness out of it. And I feel like at one point in his career, and probably pretty soon too, we're probably going to see one of the best performances of a year with a Michael Jordan character.
Actually, you summed up, because through that movie, you're seeing bits where it's just like Michael B. Jordan. But then he has a bit where he breaks down to Rocky, and he's been arrested and shit. And I was like, that's acting right there. That's fucking talent. Give us more of that shit. And you will go on and do what Leonardo probably can't do and win Academy Award. If you're fucking, on the right track.
Why the fuck is this guy getting no praise? Now, we have the same director here from that did Fruitvale Station.
Oh, good.
This guy, apparently, every director has a trade secret of what they do. Apparently, this guy's trade secret is, you don't hear nobody giving this Negro credit. It's a black director, by the way, who did this. His name is Ryan Coogler. You don't hear nobody saying, oh, equal opportunity on his ass, whatever shit. But one thing I noticed about him when he does his films is he always adds text to the screen. And in this movie, he did it the same thing, too, when he did the weights and stuff.
Yeah, every time you see the fighter has their wins and their losses. And he did he did the same shit in Fruitvale Station.
Yeah, so, let me see if you agree with me on this one. One of my problems was, you're a fighter like myself. So I think this is perfect for me and you. I mean, obviously, this movie was made for us or whatever.
Well, first of all, if there was a fight club out of the movie spoilers review crew, it would come down to me and P1.
Yeah, exactly. I mean,
come on. Seriously.
I think it would win.
Because Cody would be too wasted to even stand. So that's a win. Z would... Okay. Oh, God knows.
Yeah. Z is a punching bag.
I think Rocky fighting the meat would have been a harder opponent than fighting Z.
Exactly. I don't think Luke would show up. So
could be run late.
And Sammy would just yell smoke signals or something like that. But
anyway. He should call us racist.
Well, here's my thing about now. I was saying Wayne before we started recording, whatever. I was telling him, I had a problem with the film, but it's necessarily not a problem. It's more of, I wished I would have. I don't know if you noticed, and I was saying, being me and you are the fighters here, do you not notice that Michael B. Jordan, in the two fights we saw, he didn't look comfortable in the fights. He kind of was a little tensed up. I think they even said in the ending fight, where I think it was Rocky or someone the other, I was just like, you too tensed up or whatever, you need to relax or whatever and stuff. He was very tense where he didn't look comfortable, and I feel like the movie, even if it would have been a montage, should have shown him fighting more.
Yeah, I agree with you on that, because I think it's because when it sounds like it is like the film in comparison, where we're comparing him to Apollo, and Apollo fought really loose. His hands were always loose. He was bouncing on his feet, moving around like it had rhythm to him. And Adonis didn't actually have that trait, which would have been nice for him to kind of gradually became like that, but. Maybe they're trying to do something different. I don't know. It's just, But I see what you're saying.
I was like, I didn't have to see, because I wanted to love to see him, kind of like in a Warrior, see him work his way to the top.
Yeah.
Because he only had two fights in there, people, and he beat it, beat the first fight. He lost the second fight, whatever. But it was two fights where I was just like, I wish they would have showed more, so I would have gradually seen him accept being Creed more in the ring as well. Not just on a mentally level, but on a physical level as well on that. And that's not a negative. It's more of I wish they would have did it. And
I've got one of those too, which I'll definitely break up after this.
I think because he had a lot of great training montages in here. They had a lot of training montages in here. And I was like, they probably could. Because you remember the black guy that knocked him out in that first gym fight?
Yeah, boxer Andre Ward, people, if you want to
see. Yeah. How come they didn't show him fight him or anything like that? Like, I would have loved to see stuff like that.
I am going to say part two.
okay. Yeah.
Because, people, in this movie, there's a guy who knocks out Adonis Creed. We'll just call him Creed.
We can call him Creed.
If you want to know, this is how much ridiculous shit I notice. The guy who knocks him out is trained by the black guy who, the son of the black guy who trained Apollo Creed. People are like, Wayne, you noticed too much shit. And I was like, oh, P1 noticed it, see? Yeah,
well, because
we're fighters,
that's why.
Yeah, even when Andre Ward, the guy, he's a badass motherfucking real life. He's a great fighter. I don't know as an actor, because we didn't see much of shit in this, but I'm like,
he only had one line, so we don't
know. He probably looked fucking retarded as anything.
I and I do have I guess before you go ahead and get in yours, I do have one negative of the film, which I thought I liked at the beginning, but it kind of went nowhere at the end or whatever, and I don't like... I love this girl that was in the film.
Yeah, I know where you're going with this, yep.
Oh, man, you know she was fine, Miss Bill. Tessa Thompson, whatever you want to call yourself. I would have gave up fighting for a heartbeat to get some badass up there. Especially when she said she was going deaf, too. I was like, ooh.
Go deaf, great. She can't hear my bullshit.
Yeah, exactly. I can tell she's a cunt, whatever. She still give me that ass, whatever. But I got to say, their relationship kind of added nothing
to me. Yeah, it was. In some ways, you could have taken it out. And it wouldn't. The relationship could just been between Rocky and Adonis, and I still wouldn't go with it.
I thought that they could have spent more time in the film showing either fight scenes or, like you said, between him and Rocky, or even Rocky getting over his personal problems that he had going on with the death of Mickey and Adrian
and Paulie. What? How did Paulie die? Did he drink himself to death or what?
Well, shit, he got them nudie magazines. That's how Paulie.
if he's just dead in that bed where Adonis moves into his room.
Instead of that relationship, I probably would have liked to see more of Rocky, how he was dealing with himself, getting back into, you know, this whole boxing thing and stuff like that. Because the people, they have a falling out, which I thought was the falling out was whatever and stuff. I mean, this girl is really tough and shit like that. I like her a lot. But the falling out, and she just shows up in the UK out of nowhere and just like, there really was no point in her showing up, because even at the end of the film, it's not like she motivates Creed or anything like that to get in the fight. So it's like,
in some ways, I actually would have left that. I would have left the relationship unsettled. Like, you don't know. He would have come back to America, and then maybe you could have ended up with something with that.
Why wasn't the fight in America, by the way, neither?
Because he's the British champ.
Fuck him. I don't know why that bothered me, but I was just like...
I could actually tell you why. Okay, this is how... I'm a fucking fanatic when it comes to this shit. He would never have been allowed access into America because the champion of the world in this one is going to jail in 6 months' time.
Yeah, he's going
so
to jail.
So he would not have been allowed access into America to fight.
And that guy... I'm sorry, but I did not like that British son of a bitch neither, because he turns out to be like just straight up hardcore, pretty much a thug, to be honest, in the film and stuff like that. And
you're
in the film,
you're a full screen.
I respect you. I respect you. He's like, nigga, eat a dick. That's what I would have told
him. I would have punched him in the fucking head then.
I said, you lucky I didn't have 10 more seconds. That belt be on my fucking shoulder, bitch.
But even like, they said all the insults are, you're a false Creed. I'd be like, what the fuck did you say? I can't understand a word.
I kept saying that too, whatever, because I kept making fun of false Creed. I was like, yeah, and you a false dick in your mouth.
Later. I think even Luke said on the show, when they show that line in the trailer, Luke thought he said, you have false teeth. Like, <what? laughs>
yeah, but they made him such a like a thug and a villain in this film, whatever and shit. And then at the end of the film, I respect you. Anybody that could go like that, or whatever. It's just like, oh, eat a dick, dude. He's like, I ain't gonna like this dude. Come on, nigga, take your ass to jail.
Now. I was like, yeah, I mean, it was like he breaks Andre, because Andre Ward went to fight him, breaks his jaw at the weigh-in, so the fight gets called off. I'm like, this guy's just a fucking nutcase. They would have banned his ass from boxing if he did that.
What kind of negatives did you have? We're gonna get some positives.
Okay. One of my big negatives, which I've been waiting since fucking Rocky IV to see this shit. When Adonis meets Rocky for the first time and says, you have never spoken to I'll call him his mum, Rocky.
Yeah,
you haven't seen her since the funeral and all this stuff. You know, you've just wandered off. I wanted to see her meet up with Rocky again and forgive him for what happened to Apollo.
He brought that up to Rocky, Rocky didn't really have an answer. He just sat down or whatever, and it was just kind of like, I don't know if it was just like it hit him that hard where he just didn't know what to say, or he just really didn't have an answer for Michael B. Jordan.
Yeah, and that's what I mean. I thought there was a great scene later on when she should have turned up to Rocky's house before they flew out to the fight, because she gives him the trunks, the Creed trunks.
You know what? It would have been better had she shown up instead of the girlfriend.
Yes, thank you.
I think that would have had a little bit more add into it, at least especially for the drama, especially for closure on Stallone's part.
You could even brought the girlfriend with her. I don't care, but yeah, the mother I think should have been there.
And you know, it sucked for that too, because I do think that the girlfriend Bianca in here, she plays like a musician in the film. She's going deaf too. She knows she's on borrowed time and stuff. I thought she did a great job.
Oh, she's a great actress. And I do like that fact. As you said, yeah, she's on borrowed time doing her career.
Yeah, and she had great chemistry with both Sylvester Stallone and Michael B. Jordan. It's just that there was really no reason for her to be there, to be honest. Yeah. You know, it almost felt like a forced little love thing, especially when Michael Jordan's saying, because I need you, and you motivate me in my life. I'm just like, no, she's not. Come on, man.
I mean, I think she had one of my favorite lines when she finds out he's Adonis Creed. And she's like, yeah, you told me your dad was a boxer. He's like, well, he was. He's like, you didn't tell him he's the fucking greatest boxer ever lived, for God's sakes. Yeah, you arrogant bastard.
And that was another problem I had, too. I was like, why is she mad about that? Like, it's not like...
Because
like,
he's rich! He's a rich man.
It's like, yeah, he didn't lie. But that's just like simple movie, like, oh, we got to add like fake drama to it. It's just like for a relationship. So it's just like, oh, okay, you didn't ask him what his father's name was, whatever and shit. So I don't see what the problem. He did tell you he was a fighter and he died or whatever. I mean, who couldn't have put that together?
Join
I mean,
the dots, on. People. Come on.
He was a boxing champion that he said in this movie. But he said he's a boxing champion that died before I was born or whatever.
Hello, people. Look at my face. I look like the goddamn guy. Yeah?
Exactly, whatever. So it's like, bitch, you ain't got nobody to be mad at but yourself here. But do you have any other problems with the movie, Wayne?
That was my main one. I really wanted to see a scene where Apollo's, wife or ex-wife, whatever you want to fucking call it.
I did like that part where I think she had it on ESPN. I guess if you call it his stepmom or... I don't know what you would call that for. I guess his adopted mom, if you will. Played by Felicia Rashad here, and man, we ain't seen her in fucking forever. I thought she was dead. You know, I was like, Jesus, she was good too in the film.
She was really good. I think underused. That was one of the reasons, one of the issues I had with her. I think she was underused in it.
Oh yeah, she had like what, maybe three lines in the film.
She's always drinking.
And plus, she was loaded with money too, so it would have been nice even to see her fly to the UK and support her. So, One thing about that though, you know, Felicia Rashad and showing up, I like that part where she was watching ESPN and they were just talking about the whole infidelity and stuff like that. Yeah. I was like, they should have did more with Felicia Rashad's character and that on there, because I was like, that's some good, nice little added drama to this whole situation.
Yeah, like
the reason why Adonis doesn't want that name Creed to him.
Yeah, like you think the media could have been harassing her or trying to get an interview from her saying, you know, what the fuck happened, you know. Did he have an affair? And, you know, she could have just been like, look, I don't want to talk about this shit. Ignored it. Pretty much didn't want to have anything to do with him to boxing. And then, as I said, if she turned up at the end, it would have been, you could have had a powerful scene with her and Rocky where she forgave him for what happened to Apollo. And then she could have been by his side to support her stepson. Technically her son, I call it.
It would have been a nice little addition to add on to the mystery of why Adonis wouldn't accept the name Creed, too.
Yeah.
I thought the answer he gave in that ring when Rocky had asked him, though, I thought that was very powerful, though. I thought it was really good. I was actually impressed with that line. Because I was complaining about that the whole movie. I was just like, I still, because everybody's asking, why don't you use the name, whatever. You know, you probably get over some guys or something like that, or probably even get trained by better trainers and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't want to live in his shadows, but it's like you kind of follow one of them in his shadows, though. And even the girlfriend, she asked him, you know, it feels like you're trying to finish something he didn't accomplish. And he still doesn't really give an answer. But when he said that, I'm trying to prove that I wasn't a mistake or something, I was like, that makes perfect fucking sense.
Well, even when he opens the box and the trunks are in there, he doesn't look happy to see it. He's kind of like, for fuck's sakes. And then, that line of, I want to prove, because people don't want to, Rocky the last round's like, I'm going to stop this. I don't want to see the same thing happen, what happened to your father. And that's when he's begging him, like, don't stop this. You know, I need to prove that I'm not a mistake, you know, and then Rocky's like, oh, okay, you know.
Rocky, and then you know what? Rocky gave the best line of the whole fucking movie. I don't know if you remember this line or whatever, but I thought it was the best line of the whole movie. It's just like, you going to tell me you going to knock that son bitch out now? I was like, yes! And then Michael B. Jordan said, I'm going to knock that son bitch out. And I was like, get him!
That's when I jumped out of the ring and punched the screen. Come on!
I don't think I've had blood in my eyes for a boxing match like that for so long. When I heard that line go, I was just like, I can't tell you how many boxing matches I've watched on fucking pay-per-view where I've never gotten that pumped like I did in this fucking movie.
Yeah, Floyd Mayweather, watch this and learn, all right? And make an exciting fight, you boring piece of shit.
Make me stop watching it. Because honestly, I really could give a shit less about boxing right now, especially the matter. I don't think I've ever, I probably in the last 3 years, I don't think I've been that excited for boxing like I was at the end of this match. I was like one of those ravaging fans at the end, just like, come on, get out of here. He said, I'm going to knock that son bitch out. I was like, Yes!
And people in front of you, sit down, please, sir.
Yeah, exactly. I said, fuck you. You want to go around? He had me pumped. I was like, I'm going to get back in the ring. And then when he lost, I said, I'll just sit my ass down now. All right.
Yeah, but the same thing. Okay. What do you reckon about the... Do you reckon he should have won? Or do you, I personally like the ending of him not winning.
I think... you know, because I was going to say one thing, whatever, but I think it either would have, the response of the crowd would have went either way, because I would say if he lost, I feel like he's got a bigger respect from the audience, but even if he would have won, he would have got a respect from the audience that he actually went this and stuff like that. I do like the ending. I don't know if my opinion would have been different had he won, though, because I liked it a lot, so.
Yeah, true. Actually, that's kind of true. But I just think it's more.
I'm trying to think of a negative. What would be if he would have won, though? You know, I mean, other than okay, they always win or whatever. But you know, but this is a Rocky story. We always know he loses in a way. So it's like, you know, it's kind of
He's like the champion that just never wins.
Exactly. Whatever. And because you know this one, like out of all the Rocky sequels, this one compares to the first one the most. And you know, it had the same beats in a way. So you know, I was kind of expecting them not to knock him down, especially when I saw that they get in the clock and Michael B. Jordan's whooping his ass, and I saw that it was only on 6 seconds. I was like, God, you about to lose this, bro. You about to lose this shit.
Well, especially because he knocks the champion down with 1 second left. And that's the way Apollo lost to Rocky in the second fight. He lost by 1 second by getting dropped. And so,
yeah. Damn good fight, too.
Yeah. And by the way, people, we finally find out the long-awaited question. Who won the third fight?
Yeah,
like even then, I'm sitting there and Rocky's like, "Yeah, Apollo won that one." I'm like, "Nah, bullshit, nah."
Yeah, you didn't believe that when you said that shit, right? He's looking at the floor when he said that. He's just like, Stallone had a lot of funny lines in this film too.
Oh God, I love that line where he's writing out his stats of how to train all this shit for Adonis, and he hands it to him, and Adonis takes a photo and walks off. He's like, "Don't you want the paper?" He's like, "No, it's in the cloud." What fucking cloud?
What cloud? And another one was when he was chasing the chickens, he was just like, shit, chickens must be getting slow or something. It was like, shit. I was like, I don't know if you timed that night. It took Michael B. Jordan forever to catch that fucking chicken or whatever. I like that Stallone was playing his age in this film and was showing. And man, he looked terrible with cancer, by the way. That's what he gets in the movie, people, because everybody's talking about he's going to die or something like that.
I'm starting to cry. Like, no, don't do this to me. I can't lose
and, I thought that, honestly, because I don't know, I think me and you were pretty similar, so I don't know if you probably had the same opinion as, but I've always said in my head, because everybody knows, I just recently said a movie spoilers not too long ago that I had a fiance that passed away of cancer.
You did tell me that, yes.
I understand exactly where Stallone was coming from, because I remember saying to myself after that happened, had that been me, I would just let cancer take me as well.
Yeah, I love that whole scene where he's like, he gets diagnosed with cancer, and he's like, you know what? I saw what she went through it, and he's like, I've lost everything. Why would I bother fighting when I've got nothing left to fight for? You know, and
that was a very, what I like about it is very personal and close to him, too.
Yeah. And then, you know, there are a lot of things they cut out of the trailer, though. That, you know, there's a line where Adonis says to him, you know, you're crying because no one's here for you. I'm here for you. I'm here with you every day. What the fuck? You know, you've got to fight this thing.
Actually, now that you bring that up, there's a lot more scenes with him and that girl in the trailer, too. Yeah.
I mean, it's... director's cut! Come on! I'm ready for it! I'm ready for it!
The movie had a very nice pacing to it, too. I mean, it could have went on for another 20 minutes, and I still wouldn't have even noticed the time.
Mate, I'd be sitting there for 6 hours, you know, man. That's Rocky. I would
technical-wise, whatever, cinematography looked great. I told Wayne earlier, I love the music of the film, whatever. The music was great in here. They had a great hip-hop song with Nas and his father, Bridging the Gap, in here, which I was like, oh, that fits perfectly for this movie. Yeah. I was like, because Nas kind of had the same thing that Creed had going on in his life, so I was like, wow, that song actually fits a lot perfect for this scene. The training scenes were great. I love that they didn't play Michael B. Jordan as pretty much this stereotype. Oh, I love, too, one of my favorite shots of the film is I love the slow motion shot where he's running in the street and the motorcycle to follow him and shit.
Oh, yeah.
Got me pumped. Got me amped up and shit.
Makes me... The issue is every time I watch a Rocky film or something, I just want to go and train. I don't care what time it is. I just want to go and start eating eggs and chasing chickens and beating up people.
I chase the chickens. I ain't eating them fucking eggs. I did that before. That's just nasty as fuck.
Yeah, yeah. If you've seen my movie, you fucking told me to.
Yeah, Wayne ain't joking in that movie, people. That shit is fucking disgusting. I don't know how the fuck they did that shit. It's like, oh, God. Tastes like fucking semen or something.
Well, even the, as you said, the cinematography, the first fight where Adonis fights is like one long fucking shot. The whole
thing. Is this the
one in Mexico? No. Oh, sorry. The first fight he fights in the ring with the tattooed motherfucker. Oh, I can't remember.
Oh, okay, yeah, I remember what you're talking about.
It's just one continuous shot from both rounds. It does not, and it's like, you'd call it, and it's like, shit, this is really, like, a long shot. When they get a fucking cutaway, but not, just keeps going.
I was
going
to say, the way that fight was shot, this director, Ryan Coogler here, I remember some shots just like that from Fruitvale Station.
Yep.
Especially at the beginning scenes, or scenes where just Michael B. Jordan just texting, that camera would go around just the way it did it in that fight scene or whatever. So noticing this guy's techniques a lot in this film that he likes to do and stuff like that as well.
I'm liking his. I like Fruitvale Station. I like what he's doing here. He's definitely got a fucking career coming up.
Oh yeah, and you know what? Just like Martin Scorsese got Leo and Johnny Depp and Tim Burton, whatever. I feel like he might be the one to excel Michael B. Jordan to an even better actor.
Well, so far, Michael B. Jordan's two best performances have been in both these movies, so...
Yeah, yeah. I was about to say, it probably is only...
So it's like, stick with this man. He'll help you out.
Yeah, I was about to say, Michael, you might want to stick with him. You're an up-and-coming actor, he's an up-and-coming director, I would say stick with this guy.
Yeah, because we've seen what happens when you venture away into other films, such as Fantastic Four, people.
And that awkward moment, yes.
It's totally from shit.
I gotta say, too, I know I keep making comparisons to the original Rockies and
you
stuff like
that. You have to, though. You have to.
Yeah, I feel like this one had the most closure to that first film than any of the sequels.
Although, like, every one of these films always have what could happen next. Like, what could happen next? And even this still happens, like, at the end you're like, well... You know there can be another one.
Oh yeah, that's the thing about this Rocky franchise. It doesn't feel like you said, it always feels like it can be another one. I don't know if it's just because, you see the death of Adrian and all them whatever stuff, and it gets more personal. I felt like this one was more close to the chest, if you will.
Well, it's like in this, the one thing, another a negative, but it's kind of a negative because it's like, are they going to play this later on? I would like to have seen Adonis, because he watched the second fight with Rocky.
Yeah.
And Apollo. I'd like to have seen him sit down and watch the Drago fight. And
can I ask you a question now? When he saw that tape of the second fight with him and Rocky, and he saw him standing over the shadow of Rocky, did you see him fighting Apollo, or was he trying to mimic Apollo?
I kind of got the image that he was fighting Apollo.
Yeah, that's what I was. I was like, I was like, that kid's got some anger and frustration built up in him right there. That was like... Any other person would have stood on the side of their father or whatever, but he went on the other side of it. I don't know. A lot of people probably didn't pay attention to that, but I was like, I figured that was pretty symbolic for the whole movie right there.
Yeah, but see, people are fuckwits. They would have picked up on that. Like you and me. Sorry, people, but you are.
I'm hearing a lot of people, and they're not really shitting on it, but they're saying that the boxing parts was weak. I actually thought the boxing parts was pretty shot. They were shot well. I thought the action scenes were running great. Like I said, the only problem I really have with the box scenes is there wasn't enough.
These are people sitting there, fat keyboard warriors, buying a bloody desk. Oh, the boxing wasn't real. How would you know, you fat lump of shit? You've never stood in fucking
boxing. You're not lying, because in my screening, there was a lot of fat people. Matter of fact, I sat by this, on the other side of my row, whatever, there was this fat woman. She couldn't get across this fat dude. she sat in the chair on my row, whatever.
Your row raised up?
With her phone light on, whatever, because she dropped something they was looking for. And then you had this one other fat dude, whatever, who was in there. Every time something just happened, it could be nothing. It literally could be nothing going on. He'd just be making noises and shit and whatever. And I was just like... So I finally just yelled, hey, can you shut the fuck up?
You pulling Adonis, picked a fight with him.
You shut the fuck up or whatever shit. Who else wants something? I've got a keys to a Mustang out there right now.
Land one clean punch to my face and you can have my movie spoilers podcast site.
I said, that's the stupidest goddamn thing ever. But then I saw Felicia Rashad's house. I was like, oh, never mind. That boy got some money. I said, I can't believe you left this for this shit you got in Philly. I was like, you crazy, man.
He needed to get tough. See, he needed to get tough. Strip away all the rich and all the money and all the fucking Nike. Jesus Christ! Obviously, Nike must have sponsored this motherfucker. Everything he had was Nike.
You know, I was just about to say, product placement like a motherfucker. I didn't know if that was going to be a nitpick or not, but I was like, I don't remember the original Rocky having any fucking kind of name brand shit in it.
Because you know what, Rocky had nothing to go for it. The only thing he wore was Converse shoes, and that's because he had them.
Man, this motherfucker had Nike and Jordan just written all over this fucking movie. I was like, Jesus Christ, man. I know we're trying to urban this up and hip it to today's standards and shit like that, but... You know, there's gray sweaters out there that don't have fucking Nike signs on them. You know? I mean, Jesus fucking Christ, whatever. And every time you got a full shot of his body, man, you could tell that motherfucker was wearing some Jordans, whatever. I mean, there was even a scene where he sat in his bed and pulled his fucking
shoes
out.
Yes, that's what I mean. He opens his bag and it's like four pairs of Jordans.
It's like, Jesus Christ, man. I was like, come on now. And then I started thinking about that. I was like, nah, maybe it's a nitpick. I don't know. Maybe I'll see if Wayne agrees with me on that. But I was just like, yeah.
Well, it's a nitpick. But you know what? Rocky, I mean, they've all done it. Rocky IV was Adidas or Adidas, whatever the fuck you want to call it. It was throughout.
Adidas, yeah.
And then he had a massive Hugo Boss fucking shirt. Yeah. So I was like, okay, Rocky's always done this shit. There's a shot with him in Apollo training. It zooms on their boots. That's big Nike sign. So I was like, oh, okay, they've always done this
shit. There's a ton of shit in this film I enjoyed, and yet there's a ton of shit I wish that there could have been more of.
And what is Rocky's movie of choice? Skyfall, people. So there you go. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, exactly. I saw that, whatever. And then Michael B. Jordan got some on his couch.
See, he got inspired by Bond. So shut the fuck up, Bat Spector.
You fucked her in the ear. That's why she went deaf.
Actually, yeah. Maybe listen to Stallone's retarded talking to him.
That girl's fine as shit, man.
She's got a career.
I would fight like a motherfucker if I got some ass like that. I was like, yeah, you got a career, right? Career to ride this P1. I don't know if people know, but that East Coast accent for me. I love females with that East Coast accent. Ooh, good lord. Ooh, she had that Philly accent down. I was like,
except for playing loud music. That pissed me the fuck off.
She's deaf though, man. She didn't hear a fucking thing.
Fuck her deafness.
I don't know what it was, because usually that pissed me off, but something about her attitude, I was just like, I found that as a challenge. I was like,
of course you would. Of course you would.
I'm the only motherfucker that sees positive out of this. She's like, fuck off, whatever. And I'm just like, ooh.
Like, ooh, she likes me.
Yeah. She wants me to come back tomorrow. Any other body on movie spoils would be like, all right, I guess I'll leave her alone. My ass just waiting by the door. Hey, girl, what you doing for dinner tonight?
You fucking would too.
See, I gotta feel the cheese steak. My name on it, girl. But you know, I really enjoyed the film though a lot. Another question though too is, do you want sequels of this?
Yes. Come on, stupid questions. That's me. Yes, of course. I mean, I would, as long as you get the same director, get a good story together, and see what can happen. Because
the director wrote this film too.
Yes, he did.
As well,
he did. And it was a dream project for him. So it's like, and the idea is apparently he has a trilogy in mind. Whether or not that's just bullshit or not, but it feels like to me he left a lot of our nitpicks are questions that could be answered later on. So I'm like, did he do that on purpose? I don't know. I'd love to sit down and talk with the guy. Say, look, what did you do? I want to know.
Yeah, the rumor people is, and I'm pretty sure after this Sunday when the box office is done or whatever and stuff, I'm pretty sure if this movie does well that those sequels probably get the green light. And like Wayne said, this movie, although I personally felt like it answered a lot of questions, it also opened up a lot of questions as well.
Yeah, and like, to me, look, you will end the trilogy with Rocky dying, and I will be crying like a bitch, but... It's in some ways you have to end it with, or at least Rocky dying and then Adonis' storyline continuing or something like that. I don't know.
But well, you know, I thought this film was a great way of. I think this film is a perfect example of how to pass the torch.
Oh God, yeah. Oh God, yeah. Which is what this and hopefully Star Wars and like Spectre are doing is showing people you don't need to fucking remake shit. You can do spin-off films. You can continue storylines within storylines without remaking shit over and over again. You know, and it can be done properly, like this show.
Well, Spectre was shit, though, so...
Oh, fuck that shit with people talking. Luke, watch that again. I'm making him listen to the review before we do the show on the weekend. And you know what review I'm talking about.
So Wayne, I guess do we got anything more negative or positive to say?
No, look, it sounds like we got more negatives than positives, but look, everyone knows how much I love Rocky. If I just sat there here and praised the shit out of it, people are like, oh, you know what? It's just Wayne being Wayne talking shit. But look, I really, really like the film. And like when I left the cinema, you messaged me saying, do you want to do a review as I'm walking in? And I'm like, the moment I walked out, I'm like, I've really got to take all this in really quickly before I do a review, because this to me, even though it's a Creed movie, it's still a continuation of Rocky.
And for, yeah, definitely.
It's hard for it to settle in my head without seeing it more times. You know, the more I see it, I know it's going to be a film the more I'm going to love. You know, the more I see it. As much as I like it now, I know I'm going to love it even more so the more I see it.
Well, two things. I know, because I asked you, is there any more negative or positive? Because I know I'm forgetting some lines that I knew that were great in the film. It's one of those movies that I have. It's one of those movies you have to do like commentary over, because you'll catch things like every scene or something like that. Another thing too, the reason why I asked you if you want sequels or not, whatever, is do you think this movie would have been as good as it was without Rocky being in the picture? And you saying Rocky dying and stuff like that, which they try to hint at in this film and stuff like, do you think those sequels will have as much power as this film did with Rocky not being there?
That is a bloody good question, because I'm sitting on the biased fence here saying I want to see Rocky in it, of course.
Well, obviously, but, yeah. I no bullshit, and it's not even Wayne talking whatever shit. No bullshit. A lot of the heart in the film comes from Rocky adding the story and depth to it, because we know the history of Rocky and stuff like that. Without Rocky in this film, would have got a lot of that detail and story in it?
I don't think you would, because you said the strength of this. Yeah, okay, the romance is pretty weak, but the strength of it is the relationship between Adonis and Balboa. So it's like, take him out of it, it just would have been, to me, it would have been like another mediocre boxing movie, to be honest, without Rocky being there. pretty much.
I'm not even bullshit. It would have been Southpaw all over again. It would have been like, oh, wow, this is just whatever and stuff like that. But it's one of those things, because Rocky's been going on for so many years now, whatever. It's like we all know the story and stuff like that. It's like you said, it's a continuation of the story and stuff. So it's one of those things where if they do continue to make sequels and decide to kill him in one of those, will the story continue to be strong enough, especially since we got so much of the story out of Creed with Rocky being there in this first one?
Yeah, look, to be honest, I'm speechless. I don't know, because I don't want to hear the words Rocky and dying together. You know, that scares me. That scares me more than fucking, you know, ISIS.
I'm sure if they get the trilogy, they will do that at the end
of course. And in some ways, and you need to do it, because it's like, okay, he can't fight anymore, he's dead now, goodbye. You know, no more sequels, end it. You know?
How would you have felt had he said, fuck fighting this or whatever, I don't want to fight this, or he would just allow himself to die from it?
If he died at the end because of it, it would have been very powerful, but in some ways, I like the idea of Rocky never giving up. No matter what he loses, he never gives up. He always fights until the end. And
again, it's another scene in the film. Had either way would have happened, never giving up or dying from it, I still think either way would have been powerful.
Oh, God, yeah. I mean, look, at the end of the day, I do think it's going to be what claims his life if they do continue the storylines.
Yeah, obviously, because you can't live forever with that shit.
And it will be an extremely, I mean, to kill, whoever, whenever they kill him off, if they do continue, it will be an extremely powerful scene. You don't want to fuck that shit up. Because if you make it just like, oh, I'm dead, blah, I will walk out of the cinema and say, okay, fuck this movie, I'm done. You know.
And you know how it would end that third one, too? The same ending this one had, that him and Rocky standing on the steps right there, except for just have Michael B. Jordan standing there by himself this time, and just end it, screen goes black or whatever.
I've got a better ending. You have Rocky's robot with Rocky's brain put inside of it, and Rocky...
Okay, let's not go back to that silly Rocky shit.
Rocky, this is a robot, training him in the future. That'd be awesome.
Michael B. Jordan's girlfriend here was a robot, but... I'm sure there is a director's cut, because I'm looking at this trailer right now.
There's heaps of scenes that are not in it. Heaps.
There's a lot of scenes with her in it. There's the one where he's shadow boxing with her.
Yeah.
That wasn't even in there.
There's Rocky like Rocky in the he's back garden with the snow and shit with the punching bag.
I'm thinking that's probably why maybe the love relationship between him and her wasn't that good, because they wasn't on screen as many as it was. I'm seeing this trailer, because this trailer has all the shots of them are not in this movie, in this trailer. Yeah,
see, they're probably saying, oh, it's a 3-hour cut. I don't give a fuck. I watched Rocky for 5 years. Give me 3 hours. I don't care.
The movie didn't feel that long at all.
No, it didn't. And you know what? In some ways, maybe the nitpicks we are having would be completely settled by an extra 20 minutes. You know? So it's like
if it's a practice cut, then yeah. And I personally only had one. My only problem I had with the film was the love relationship. I don't think it was terrible to enough to slow the movie down, but I thought it could have been that time could have been focused on something else.
Yeah, and I think, as you said, if you did not have the actress you did, I mean, she's really good, so she makes it she makes it work. If you had an actress that was not as good in the relationship, it just would have been a fucking stupid relationship straight up.
It would have been annoying, man. Yeah. It would have been like, okay, this is even terrible now. But since she was so good and what she was doing, and very strong in Winnie too, as well.
Because otherwise, you'd just be like, fuck off. Let's just get Adonis and Creed, get Adonis and Rocky together. We don't want to see this romance. But in some ways, you want to see more because she was so good. So it's there's a mixture.
And also that when I want to bring up one more point, when Rocky was training Creed in the gym and shit, and that son of a bitch kept just staring at Rocky training when they're in the ball. Motherfucker. I don't know if you noticed that when he was just like in the background just watching every time, I was just like, somebody knock his ass out. Get his nosy ass up out of here.
Yeah, because obviously he's been trying to get Rocky to come and help train this kid and all these other people. Yeah, but Rocky's like, I don't have anything to do with boxing, I'm done with it.
And Creed knocked his ass out in the second fucking round.
And then once he do, the asshole clearly leaks that's Apollo Creed's.
Those knockouts were pretty fucking hard in this film too, by the way.
Oh god, yeah. I mean, as you said, the cinematography is amazing. When they get hit, it looks like they get fucking hit.
Yeah. One shot. I know. I keep saying one more thing, whatever. So, but the one shot, the really hard hit is at the ending fight. Is when you saw the blood splatter on the ropes.
Oh.
That was a beautiful shot right there. You didn't see the faces or anything. You just saw the blood fly in the air and hit the ropes.
But one more thing. Whenever we... The shot, Adonis gets second last round. He gets smashed with a knockdown. Slow motion. He's laying there and you think he's out cold. And they're having all these little flashbacks. And then you see the last shot of Apollo. And then it's just, boom, he wakes up and it's like, springs. I fucking jumped there. I was like, I was ready to fucking trade punches with anyone then.
I thought all 12 rounds. I ain't on the edge of my seat in real boxing matches.
People are bitching about it. I'm like, we've seen so many boxing fights. What can you do? What more can you do? You know?
They said that I heard some people saying that the movie got weak in that fight scene. I was just like, I thought that fight scene was on the edge of your fucking seat, to be honest. You didn't know who was going to win, honestly.
Yeah.
Obviously, we saw that the other son of a bitch was leading by points or whatever, but I think when that third round kicked in and Michael B. Jordan got those hits in and shit like that, and then when, Rocky told him to start going for the ribs and stuff, I was like, man, this fight is pretty fucking even now. And then it just kept going. I was just like, damn, we're in the seventh round, eighth, ninth round. I was like, shit. I was like, okay, we're going to make it all the way to 12 rounds. I was like, damn.
Well, even the commentating I love, because where he's like, Adonis is going to the body, and they're like, oh, he's going to the body like Balboa used to, and then he would trade to the head. Like, God, now he's turned like Apollo. He's like this mixture.
That's another reason, too, why boxing today to me is fucking boring, or even any sports nowadays for as boring on TV, is because the fucking announcers, man, be sucking the soul. They need to get that Australian motherfucker that was doing that racehorse.
Come help me, man.
That motherfucker.
Quite lost his voice.
Help me, mate. We need you. I need that dude.
I'm not going to get through this. I love that comp. That guy's best.
I was watching a basketball game the other day, and these announcers were just like, oh, he goes for the three, and he shoots. Oh, he misses. But I was just like, okay, can y'all get a little bit more exciting? Because
shit, maybe we got a new show coming up. P1 and Wayne do announcement of sport shows.
They wouldn't hear a goddamn thing of the fight or whatever shit. Be like,
we'd just be laughing. Look, the cunt got knocked out. Hilarious.
The thing was, if we were real announcers in sports, whatever, since we already fired, they'd be like, we throw shit at people and be like, I dare you fucking come down, I'd knock your ass out.
Mate, we would get banned from the stadium in seconds.
FCC would come down. You
imagine us sitting there in England doing that fight. Dollars. We'd be like, here we are in Manchester, in England, fucking cold and shit, but we're fucking here commentating with some cunt we can't understand.
We both hate the UK, so we would have been racist already, whatever. I'd have been like, maybe Adonis will knock his fucking teeth straight, Wayne.
Maybe you can go get me a cup of tea and a fucking biscuit. Go and piss off.
And I would have looked at you and been like, why the fuck this fight ain't in a real country, bro?
Cut them off the air now.
This is racist, whatever. And then, I pull pranks, whatever. I just grab a towel, and then when they go to their corner, I wipe the blood off and be like, hey, man, you're doing good. You just got to get back in there real quick. Just got to get in there. You got to fight.
And we'll be sitting next to the judges, and they're like scoring it for the English guy. We've been rubbing that shit out. And going, fuck that. That's Creed round. Come on.
Yeah, exactly. We've been like, would have been like, who's the winner here? What is the winner? And they announced the winner or whatever. Instead, it would have been like, oh, that's some fucking bullshit.
Even if Creed lost by knockout, we're like, ah, oh, he's disqualified, that motherfucker. That's illegal.
You know what we said out loud? Scorecards are racist.
It's racist. You know what you need? You need a black judge, like Idris Elba.
Wait, they don't have no diversity in the UK, but I tell you.
You just yeah, sitting there with like our feet up on the ring and shit just kicking.
Exactly. Oh, and Wayne would have been getting fucking Rocky's autograph and shit. Okay. Wait, you got a job to do, Wayne.
If I knew Ed Cans, I'd be like, got a sweat towel, I'd be rubbing his head. You okay, Mr. Babal? You okay? I'll get you a drink. And so, like, just piss off and leave me alone.
Well, all you saw was, like, the front of Rocky, and you just saw arms popping up over his shoulders, wipe sweat and shit like that. Oh. And then he's like, what the fuck?
I couldn't help myself, man. It's Bobo.
Final thoughts, though, Wayne.
Final thoughts. Oh, as a man that clearly it would have sex with Balboa if he could, because I love the Rocky franchise.
I'd fuck his boxing glove.
Like, I'd fuck his ring. I'd fuck dead Adrian. I don't care.
I'd fuck Adrian's grave.
I don't think Rocky would like turning up and there's just a hole in the middle of a gravestone.
Why are all these gophers coming in here?
I'd fuck his restaurant. I don't care. I'd fuck the gym. I'd fuck anything that's Rocky. I love Rocky. Yeah, besides, besides being Night of Living Dead favorite movie on my Movie Spoilers website page, Rocky is also not up there as well. By the way, so see, which is, I must say,
that restaurant was always empty.
Yeah, no wonder he hasn't got any money.
I love it because he's always stacking supplies in that motherfucker. I was like, who eats here?
Actually, I never thought about that. Yeah, because in Rocky Balboa, there was a lot of customers. In this one, there's none.
It's like, they said, fuck this place.
Maybe, I don't know. Maybe Rocky's just so mentally challenged, he actually thinks he owns a restaurant now.
Man, he ain't mentally challenged. You keep calling him retarded.
Well, he's not a smart man. I love Rocky, but he's not a smart guy.
He's got a Down syndrome problem. He ain't retarded now.
You know what? This whole movie's probably in his head. He's probably just sitting at some nursing home, all brain damaged and fucked up, thinking he's training Apollo's son. And he's just on medication or some shit. I don't know.
That would be fun if he did just wake up on his couch and go, ugh.
The whole thing was a dream. All along, all six movies.
He does it. Pulls a Freddy Krueger in that docking video. Who was that guy?
I would be so... Final thought. Okay. I personally really, really, really like this movie. We picked out our nitpicks because I'm not trying to be fucking biased here. And look, I love Rocky, so I am going to be somewhat biased because I do love the character. However... As people, you broke down all the things that are good about it and why it's a good movie. So, yeah, and to me, look, to give it a rating, I honestly find it hard to give it a rating because it's look to
Where
me.
Are
it's,
you trailing at?
You know, to me, it has to be a see it. You know, I mean, to me, it's a see it for sure because yeah. It's me. For people that aren't into boxing, you know what? You will like the character piece. So I would say that's still a see it for you. And if you're into boxing, it is a see it as well. So it's to me, it's. Yeah, but I'm clearly fucking biased, so I don't know where you're going to rate this, but yeah.
Well, you know, I agree completely with you.
So you should.
I was just going to ask you, though, but because maybe I'm biased in just because I like boxing or whatever and stuff, but I was just going to ask you, how do you think people would react to this movie if they don't like Rocky? I still think you just said it already. I still thought it was still a good character piece
I think people would still enjoy it. However, the connection of obviously Rocky with Apollo and stuff does add a fair bit to it. But yeah. I still believe the struggle with Adonis discovering his name and shit is actually a story that people can relate to for anyone. So
for the retarded people out there that just wanted to see boxing, this might not be your movie. Not a lot of boxing in it. Yeah. This, for me, it strictly is a character piece film. Because I know some people will be like, oh, does it balance out the boxing or whatever? No, I think it balances out a lot more of the training and the character piece. But in that training, there's a lot of character story in it as well. This is not a boxing film, people. I don't think it's a boxing
film. But even the first Rocky was not a boxing movie.
No.
It's just a boxing movie. I'm like, get the fuck out. You don't know what you're talking about. Go away.
Exactly. I actually... Maybe I like this a little bit more than you do.
Oh my god!
I don't know. Now that you bring that up, I'm a little struggling here, whatever shit, because I have a lot of what I wanted. I wasn't expecting to have a lot of what I wanted, because I don't have those when I go to the movie. I'm like, look, this director and this writer did what they did, and this is what they give me. I'm cool. If it's good, it's good. I'll go with it. But, man, I got a lot of, I wish they would have did this. I got a lot of I wishes. I don't want that to be a negative either. It's more of a personal preference, if you will. But there was one thing I noticed in the film that didn't really need to be there, and maybe they could have put one of our what-ifs in them, and that was the relationship with him and the girl. Yeah. Michael Jordan's character in here, and once again, I'm not going to show the girl off. I thought she was a great actress in here. Very believable at first, but...
Well, how about all the acting in this, besides the real-life boxers that couldn't speak English because they're fucking mentally fucked in the head.
Just that one British, no-teeth-having UK motherfucker, whatever. Just that retarded-looking fucker. He was the only one that was like, oh, that guy's terrible. but he's on screen for, like, maybe a total of 3 fucking times, whatever. I didn't like anything about him. I didn't like his acting. I didn't like his character. I was just like, wow, all right, whatever.
Dude. Well, I mean, he is a real-life fighter, so, you know, he probably is punch drunk and fucked in the head, so
yeah, exactly. But the characters here are great. I thought it had a little bit of comedy in there to add in there with some one-liners as well. I love the personal closure that it was for Rocky and the whole Apollo thing, and even with how he I actually love the part where how he handled his cancer too. I kind of wish they would have. Yeah, it's another I wish. Whatever. I wish they would have explored a little bit more of that and stuff too, as well. Because I resonate with
part two.
I resonate with the man a lot on the, you know, losing Adrian to cancer and going through the chemo and stuff like that or whatever.
But you know what? A lot of people are going to be shocked that you've told people your personal tragedies, because a lot of people, you know, you keep your personal like very secret. You know.
Yeah, I don't even remember why I brought it up, whatever, because a lot of people has asked me, whoa, where did this come from? I never even heard him say it. I was like, well, no one never really asked, so I never really saw a reason.
I remember once we were talking about something. I think it was before we did a Fire It Up, and it came up, and I was like, what the fuck? When did this happen? You're like,
I think you had just found out this year, too, as well.
Because I had no idea about it, and then I was like, oh, shit. And then we kind of had a discussion about it before we did Fire It Up. Or maybe it was after Fire It Up, I can't remember, but it was... Like, you know, surprising to learn something about you like that.
I want to say Cody found out maybe in 2013 when I was in another relationship and I was talking to him. He asked me about something. I brought something up, whatever, and, you know, I was bringing up blah, blah, this and that and stuff like that. Lena never knew.
Oh, really?
I never told her. Like, as soon as we started Movie Spoilers is when she passed away. And, you know, Lena had her own personal problems. And, yeah, I could have brought it up easily, but I was like, well, she has her own problem going on. I want to be the energy of the show, so I don't think that's going to really brand down. But,
and talking about strong relationships, ZD and Cody, we can't wait for your show to come along, because that's going to be a great relationship.
It's going to be a great relationship. I'd love to hear their Creed review together.
I love talking with you, Cody. I love it.
But, no, I enjoyed the fuck out of the movie.
Look, I'm seeing it again Saturday, so I'll be more judgment. It'll sunken in a bit more by then.
It's one of those films too where I saw a lot of the younger stars in this film as well, such as the Michael B. Jordan or even the Tessa Thompson here or whatever, where I saw their performances, not their best performances, but I see more to come from them in the future.
Oh, definitely.
Which was something that I think this movie is definitely going to help them with, out of making them some stars out of here. Because Michael B. Jordan, he may be a star, but he ain't the star, if you catch what I'm saying, right?
I would say the star is the director.
Oh, definitely. Oh, definitely. I would say the star is Rocky, to be honest.
Damn straight.
And I'm not even saying that just because, oh, it's a Rocky film. I'm saying because that's mainly who this audience is going to be drawing in, is Rocky.
True.
So, you know, I was going to give it... I was in the high seat area, but I do wish they would have took that love relationship out and probably would have replaced it with something else, probably a little bit more personal level of maybe bringing up more references to Apollo. Maybe, like you said, the mother could have came in and maybe she could have showed more Apollo stuff. Maybe she had like a suitcase of some shit or something like that. I don't know, something. But
there's also a shop that's in the trailer where Adonis is walking through the room.
That's right, yeah.
And it has all the belts of Apollo's one and shit. I'm like,
motherfucker,
put that shit in.
I forgot about that. It was in the trailer. Yeah, that's right. I felt like a lot of things was missing that actually what we wanted, to be honest. Was the things we were asking for, actually. The more I look at this trailer, I'm just like, yeah, I think there was I think some of the stuff that we probably don't like in this film got taken out and replaced with the stuff we don't like in here. And for that,
that's what makes me feel like yeah, they're holding back for something. But maybe mm-hmm. that's me.
And for that, I'm with Wayne. I'm giving it a seed. I wish it could have got that high seed because it's a damn good film. Best boxing film I've seen. Ugh.
Yeah, since, oh, God.
Since Rocky? I know there's some other ones, Wayne. Come on, help me out here.
Oh, but Raging Bull's better than Rocky. He was a great man, fuck off.
Fuck that movie. Yeah.
Thank you. And we've just lost half the audience straight away.
Oh, fuck them, man. We'll get them back with Wayne and Cody and Z. So, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That'll have drawn back.
All right, people. We're getting out of here now.
Yes. Go see Creed, people. Go now.
You get 2 1-hour reviews week after week now from us. There you go.
Yeah.
Go see Creed, people.
You poor bastard.
If you hope the Ghost of Adonis is going to come. Not the Ghost of Adonis. Apollo.
Same thing. They're related.
Yeah, whatever. They look alike. Them niggas all look alike. Whatever.
Coach. Hey, somebody help!
Rocky's sick.
I found fire. In the darkest of times.
If I break, I ain't gonna fix it.
I found
everything I got is moved on, and I'm here.
You're sitting there crying about nobody's around for you. I'm here for you every day. I'm standing right in front of you.
Just like any other fight. So if I fight, you fight.
I found life on this planet. Damn it, I've been damaged, but I can manage. I won't take this for granted.
Bring back everything that's ever hurt you. All the pain you had inside. They don't know what we've been through. You belong here.
I found life. I found life.
You should be able to grab one of these birds.
Are you serious?
I am serious. Chickens are slowing down.